the Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. When you fill out your mail-in ballot or step into the voting booth on November 3rd, you may find yourself a little overwhelmed by the more than 20 judicial candidates listed on this year's ballot. The Cincinnati Bar Association wants to help. There are 26 judicial candidates in Hamilton County alone. And that is a lot for voters to examine before casting a ballot. But the Cincinnati Bar Association is hosting two judicial forums to familiarize voters before those ballots are cast. The forums are virtual, and they are Tuesday and Thursday this week, September 29th and October 1st. They feature the candidates for election to the Common Pleas Court of Hamilton County and the Appeals and Specialty Courts. So let's get a little preview of that. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about that, our Cincinnati Bar Association past president, John Williams. John, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you.
And we also have League of Women Voters of Cincinnati President Elizabeth Brown. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you.
And if you've got a question while listening, call us 513-419-7100. John, let's start with you. I mean, that's a lot of candidates, and judicial races can be lower priorities for some voters. As a legal professional, can you help us understand why maybe those races and those candidacies might find it more difficult to break through the other noise that tend to surround political season?
Well, for this year, I mean, obviously, because of the presidential election, it's a little harder to break through. But I think that what people have to be most concerned about is the fact that these races impact folks locally here much more than the presidential race does, to be honest, in my opinion. These are the folks that you come into contact with when you are involved with any aspect of the law here, whether it's criminal or civil. So these are the races that you need to pay close attention to. And that's why the Bar Association, along with the League of Women Voters, the Urban League, the Women's City Club, and also the Cincinnati Association of Cincinnatus, I'm sorry.
That's
Cincinnatus
right. Well, I didn't know how to help you there. I apologize.
Yeah, no, Cincinnatus as well.
Okay.
Have come together to put this forum. The forum has been going on for a few years so that we can let people know who the candidates really are.
Well, I'm looking at this list of Hamilton County judicial elections for 2020, John, and the list is long. There are a lot of names here. Is this a situation where if you're a voter in Hamilton County, you're going to see all of these races, or are they divided in districts?
These races are not divided in districts.
So it's countywide.
To municipal court. These are countywide. This is the first time I've lived in this county for 30 years. This is the largest amount of contested races I've ever seen.
What do you think that is? I mean, a lot of times judges do run unopposed.
Well, I think it's a reflection of the fact that the county, Hamilton County, has probably, I'm not going to say that it's turned blue or turning blue necessarily, but there are more Democratic candidates who are willing to step forward and face Republican candidates on a countywide basis because the opportunity for victory is much larger than it's been in the past.
That's John Williams, past president of the Cincinnati Bar Association. We're also joined via Zoom by Elizabeth Brown, the League of Women Voters of Cincinnati president. Elizabeth, again, I'm looking at this long list of candidates. So you've got the task as one of the organizations to help voters understand these races and to give the candidates the opportunity to make their case. Can you talk about the approach to that?
Right. Voter education is really important. And the forums are one way for this week. The forums this week are one way for voters to learn about the candidates, to learn who represents their point of view more. But it's important to remember that these are basically trial court judges. And so it's not so much about party affiliation or, you know, partisan policy. It's about who would make a good trial court. Who would you want to be in front of, or you would want your family to be in front of? So you've got the forums where you can listen to them in person. The League does its voter guide. The little newsprint thing that is out this week will be in all the libraries, where each one of those 26 candidates have given opinions, and you can get a sense of who you're impressed with. And then there's the online. The League has all that voter information and comparison of candidates. on something called vote411.org, where anyone can put in their address and get the list of candidates and the responses to the questions that we've asked the candidates so they can get a feel about it. It's quite possible. I will also mention, John can tell more about it, but the Bar Association is doing a survey of its members. And I find that very interesting to hear what other attorneys have to say about these different candidates. I think that should be out in the next couple weeks. And, you know, just to hear their survey results back. They don't make recommendations or anything like that, but it gives you a sense of the different criteria. You know, would they be good administrators? Do they have a judicial temperament? Things like that I think are really good to weigh your choices. And then get a sample ballot and sort of go down the list. Yeah, there's 26 candidates, but basically there's 13 seats. And so you've got pairs of people in 13 different seats. And you can just go down that list and decide which one makes most sense to you as a voter.
And these forums are called Who Are You to Judge? They're Tuesday and Thursday this week. And you heard some links referenced there. We've got a link at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. And you can click on that and learn more about the forums that are upcoming. John, let's go back to you. And maybe we could get a quick civics lesson by way of a preview of what's coming on this week. Because again, 26 candidates and 13 judicial races in Hamilton County alone can be a lot to take in. But all these courts, I guess, have different functions.
Sure.
And so, for example, if I were to ask you, if I were a new voter unfamiliar with the makeup of the court system in the county, and I'm reading that Melba Marsh is running against Heidi Rosales for Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas General Division, what does that mean?
That means that I'll break it down as simply as I can. Common Pleas covers, when it comes to criminal cases, felonies and above. Okay? So, for instance, murder, armed robbery, things like that. And the difference is, if you were looking at a misdemeanor, you'd be in municipal court. Last year, we had our municipal elections. And so those judges are actually voted in by district. This is countywide. Also, from a civil perspective, if you have an issue that is over $25,000, that issue would be dealt with by the Common Pleas Court candidates or the Common Pleas Court judges. And as Elizabeth pointed out, that's the trial court. That's where things happen. Now, within that Common Pleas Court, there are other courts. There is a general division, but there's also the juvenile division and the probate division. Okay, probate division, there's one seat up and there's only one candidate. Two candidates. And the same with juvenile. There's one seat up, two candidates. And also the drug court division is also part of Common Pleas, but it's not the general division. And as well as domestic relations. And the only other judgeship up at this point, there's one Court of Appeals seat up. Now, the Court of Appeals is the court that oversees and can overturn anything that the Common Pleas Court decides or the municipal court. So, and after the Court of Appeals, you have the Supreme Court of Ohio. And the Supreme Court of Ohio has a final say for what is the law in the state of Ohio. That's how it works. Although 26, when you break it down, it seems like a lot. What you really have here is 8 seats in the general division that are contested. And in those other divisions I just described, one respectively in each of those groups. So
that's very helpful. Okay. Let me ask Elizabeth here, as someone who is helping to educate some voters. So take, for example, one of these races. We've got for judge of the Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas General Division, Pat Dinkelacker against Christian Jenkins. And then you have another Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas General Division, Nicole Sanders and Kim Wilson Burke. So let's say, you're a voter who's not too engaged in the judicial races, but maybe one of your trusted neighbors or your friends in another part of the county has a sign for Nicole Sanders. You see another person that you trust with a sign for Pat Dinkelocker. Both of those signs probably just say Sanders for Common Pleas Judge. You know, how do you know? How do you keep track of who's running against whom and what the differences are in these seats?
Right. That's why I was talking about the different voter education material that's out there. The Hamilton County Court Board of Elections has, you can just get a plain sample ballot, which will list the different ones and the matchups, so you know who's running against who. But I would suggest going on if you're doing it online, on this vote411.org, because there you have your matchups, and it gives information about each one of those candidates that you can compare. Frankly, the way I do it is to run off a sample ballot and then go and find my information about the candidates, the ones I don't know. The ones I know, I fill out right away. And then I go and look on some of this voter education material. I look at the forums to listen to the candidates themselves. I pick up one of the league's voter guide newspapers that has information on the candidates, and check out the Bar Association. You don't have to do all of that. And what you mentioned, Michael, just listening to people you know. I mean, talk to people who have been before these judges. The league was involved this past year in a court watch program with the Metropolitan Area Religious Coalition. And we didn't look at these judges in the Common Pleas Court. We looked at the municipal judges. But it was eye-opening for the 50 volunteers that were trained to go in and see what actually happens in the courtroom. So if you know someone that's been before a judge, ask them about him. Were they fair? You know, did they get mad? Did it work out?
That's Elizabeth Brown, president of the League of Women Voters of Cincinnati. We're also joined by John Williams, past president of the Cincinnati Bar Association. And John, we're talking about the challenges that voters might feel while talking about the number of candidates and the different types of judgeships that they're seeking. I would imagine that this is also a challenge as these candidates try to figure out how to break through, not just with the presidential election going on, but with all of these other court races going on. What is that experience like? And what are the challenges?
Well, I think in this, obviously more challenging now in the COVID era, and with Common Pleas being countywide, I think much of what used to happen was your typical fest, Michael, the festivals and your various fundraisers that you would have so that people would get to know you. You don't have that anymore. So in these times, I've talked to a few folks who are running, you know, Zoom is just not the same as that person-to-person contact you need. And as Elizabeth said, I think it's important for these candidates to have their surrogates go out there and say why they have one of their signs up in their yard for them. You got to talk their candidate up. More people are doing that. It's hard to go door to door. People are trying to avoid that. So this is a very interesting time because, as I said, there's some real competition for the first time in my 30-year history. But unfortunately, people are a little handicapped about how they can normally promote themselves and get their names out there. Our CBA judicial candidacy evaluation poll will be coming out probably towards the end of the week. We hope to have it actually finalized. We've sent out about 3,000 surveys to lawyers in town to evaluate candidates in various areas such as administrative diligence, communication skills, community engagement, integrity, and objectivity, legal experience, and professional temperament. And I believe we got about close to a 20% response at this point, which is really good for any survey, as you probably know. And we will share those shortly. And that will help folks understand also to a degree of who these folks are and what they're running for and what they stand for.
Elizabeth, I guess another challenge here, and we've got about 30 seconds left, is With so many opportunities to vote earlier than usual this year, it's going to be even more challenging for candidates to get their message out.
Right. It's challenging for them to get their message out, but I think there's more interest in these judicial races than ever before. It's part of that whole law enforcement, criminal justice questions and issues that are now, you know, at the forefront of our thoughts. And I think that's one of the reasons voters are paying more attention to it this year. And voters also need to be reminded, if you don't know, it's not a multiple choice test. Just leave it blank if you have no opinion about one of the races. If you have strong opinions on some, then vote it. And if you don't, then just leave those blank. That's perfectly acceptable on a ballot.
Who are you to judge? That is Tuesday and Thursday, September 29th and October 1, two evenings of judicial forums featuring the 26 judicial candidates in Hamilton County. We've got a link at wvxu.org. And we appreciate the company of Elizabeth Brown, the president of the League of Women Voters of Cincinnati, and the past president of the Cincinnati Bar Association, John Williams. Thanks to both of you for being with us to help us understand.
Thanks.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of our program online at wvxu.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.